Jazz trumpeter Miles Davis was born 75 years ago today. Celebrations are taking place in East St. Louis, Illinois, where he grew up. There'll be other tributes around the world for a man who changed the sound of jazz. When Davis died on September 28, 1991, NPR asked playwright and former music critic Amiri Baraka to write a tribute. At the time, Sarah Vaughan had just died and Dizzy Gillespie was still alive. Here's Baraka's poem again, this time as a birthday tribute to Miles Davis.
When Miles split, someone called me and said, "You died, Miles." Yeah, that cold here in North America with all the other bull spit we put up with, you know. I know you know, knew, and still know, wherever you is. I'm one of your children, actually, for all the smoke and ignorant Mimmy Jimmies. You know, I can say that. I was one of your children. You got a bunch of children, man, more than you probably dug on the serious side. I still am, I guess, will be in some important ways. For instance, I will never believe anybody can tell me nothing unless they are something I can feel, like Aretha said, something you can feel. You were that. I could feel you. I could be you when I was a little boy up the street with the trumpet bag. I wanted to be in that music. I wanted to be that hip, that out, that whatever it was I felt you were. I wanted to be that all my life. What it was the place and the time, but it was you describing it with your feeling. For me, that place was Newark, where we grew. And then here you come so hip. I mean, I never thought of nothing before, like Venus de Milo. There was nothing in my life like that before you, brother. And then the persona. What it all spelled, yeah, I wanted to look like that too. That green shirt and rolled up sleeves on Milestones, the cat and seersucker on Dig. I always wanted to look like that and be able to play Green Dolphin Street or Autumn Leaves or Walking or Blue Haze or Round About Midnight or Yeah, 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 Hey, as Tiny Lyric or Cooler Than Thou, Hot Pointless Funk Mares, Cubist, Expressionist, Impressionist, inhabiting your being into a plane of omniscient downness. Dig that. Your voice. That out sharp growl, that was how art should dig itself to be talking. So what? It's probably a prayer in the future. Now some mammy tapper wanna tell me you out of here. No, no, Miles. Why? You left? But dig, Dizzy and Max is still here. So that's the pain. And I know we dig you. I know I carry Dr. Jackal in my speech. And Blueing and Miles Ahead and Buddha and Kinda Blue and even Porgy and Bess, because no one was that tender, that touching, the where touch could ultimately is. They taking all the giants. You, Train, Duke, Monk, Billy, your whole band is dead, man. Paul, Philly Joe, Cannonball, John Red, your whole band. And what does that do to us? But leave us on the shore watching the waves and trying to write music from that regular funk. But what it says is that our youth is gone, that we are the adults. What that? That you have it in your hand now to do, that if it will go, this life, this memory and history, this desire for freedom and a world family, that it's on you. Like I dug when Philly Joe had it up, on us, if we are the ones, if it is to be something other than the savages and bushmen's, then we got to. The giants, our fathers and mothers, Sassy split last year. Monk, Count, LTD. If it is the go, then we are the goers, the comers, in that whole sound and thought, that life that makes the blues, that makes the dark hip, the roll and rumble, yeah. Then if all that long 200 centuries of slick is to be on being, then we are the only carriers left. That gorgeous, chilling, sweet sound, that's the music you wanted playing when you was coming in a joint or just looking up at the sky with your baby by your side. That mixture of America, and them changes, them blue African magic chants. So I am a carrier. I got the stick. I ain't stopping. If you and whoever else you tap, then them too. Headline, the giants are murdered. Then we got it. All of those who finally must dig. Don't say it, brother. Truth and beauty. But who am I talking to if you split, Miles? Man, and what the F is there to listen to? Okay, everything, I know. Except you did leave jabillion ultra-hip notes, 70 squillion swift, blue, cool phrases, and how many millions of unheard diggets, them nasty, nasty silences right in the middle of this stuff. Beep, 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 da, beep, beep. But does it mean that our stuff is over with? I know about the records and stuff. I'm not talking about that. Does it mean with the crazies vamping and now even some things that look like regular niggas can break out with bushy tongues where before, with your cool bloplicity in our heads, it was somehow not only soft, yet sharp, yet gentle, but like a weapon against such square stuff as most of the rest of America is? That all of you giant figures that we emulate and listen to and hear and visualize night after night inside our heads, from the nightclubs, the concert halls, the bars, the records, the TV, the whole tradition, is this your death? Like some hideous omen of our own demise? No, I mean, either this death is the beginning of death in cut time, or it means that one earth has turned and another begun. One age, one era, one being. Listening to you now and knowing that whole of change you went through from life to life, from music to music, from revelation to revelation, even evolution can be dissolution or devolution. But you was bop when you got here, flying with the human-headed soul, ba, bird, the doped-up revolutionary. Next, you was cool. It was like your own creation, yet, of course, very presidential. Then you got with Philly and them for the heart of bop, and then got ball, the dis here and dat there of we funky story. Then you sicked the straight-out vision monster on us, train in that perfect, wonderful, all-time classical hydrogen bomb and switchblade band. Let us always be able to hear Straight No Chaser anytime we want to. I know the last few years I heard you and saw you dressed up all purple. It did scare me, all that loud rock and roll. I wasn't into most of it, but look, brother, I heard Tutu and Human Nature and D-Train. I heard you one night behind the Apollo for Q, and you was bashing like the you we knew when you used to stand coil like a blue note and play everything the world meant and be in charge too. I'll always remember you like that, Miles, and your million children will too with that messed up Papa Stopper voice I know you're looking at right now and saying,
so what?
Poet Amiri Baraka remembering Miles Davis in a poem written for NPR after the trumpeter's death in 1991.